Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawati Islami and these are the headlines.
فیضان مدینہ ہے دین کا پیغام خبر ہے یہ عام
An istima is held to welcome Hujjaj at the Global Madni Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Karachi. The Hajj pilgrims related with Dawat-e-Islami and others participate. The successor of Amir al-Sunnat Maulana Haji Ubayd Raza Tari Madani visits Faizan-e-Madina Johor Town Lahore. The students of Jamiat Madina have the honor to meet with him. Also pay condolences to the successor of Amir al-Sunnat. Fatiha is also offered by Scholars Coordination Department to donate virtues to the wife of the successor of Amir al-Sunnat. Rukneshura Haji Yafur Raza Tari also participates. Preparations continue for observing Dawat Islami Day on 2nd September. The Head of Shura Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari conducts a meeting with the representatives of Madani Channel Transmission. Madani Channel will also present special programs with respect to Dawat Islami Day. A Jamiat Madina for Boys is inaugurated by Dawat Islami at Data Ganj Baksh Town Lahore. Rukneshura Haji Yafur Raza Tari delivers a sunnah inspired bayan, motivates the participants to contribute towards the construction of masajid and madaris. A Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina is inaugurated in Tando Bagho Sindh. Rukneshura Haji Fuzail Raza Tari delivers a sunnah inspired bayan. Rukneshura also visits the plots donated for a Jamiat Madina and Madrasatul Madina. Welfare activities continue under SGRF for the well-being of the grief-stricken Ummah. A water filtration plant is opened to provide clean drinking water in Warburton, Punjab. Rukneshura Haji Mohammad Azhar Attari inaugurates the water filtration plant. Kitchen gardening, a great technique to grow useful and inexpensive vegetables. The concept of kitchen gardening is dying down because of houses being turned into buildings. What vegetables can be grown on a small area in kitchen gardening? A special report is part of Madani News.
We welcome our viewers to Madani News after the headlines. Let's have a look at the details. And first of all, let's inform you about the ijtima held to welcome Hujjaj at the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Karachi, which was especially held to honor the people who performed Hajj this year. Hajj pilgrims and others participated in it. Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi Razavi congratulated the Islamic Brothers on performing Hajj and presented them with his Madani pearls.
Haji kaiyon ke saath Hajj karta hai na umumi taur par dekha jaye baad waqt qafle hi safar kar rahe hote hain acha khali haji nahi hajjanon ka bhi zikr saza chal raha hai chale to یہ بعدوں کا اگر ماحول ہو تو وہ اسلامی بہنیں یعنی عورتوں میں ہوتی ہیں مرد میں ہوتے ہیں ایک ساتھ 15-20-35-40 دنوں کو گزارنا ہوتا ہے تو وہاں بد اخلاق تھا تو با اخلاقوں کے پلٹے اب بد اخلاق تھا تو وہاں بھی جا کے وہی تھا پلٹا بھی تو وہی تھا مگر اس کو اس بات کا پتہ ہی نہیں کہ میں کوئی بد اخلاق ہوں میں کیا بد اخلاق ہوں اب یہ بھی لوگ ہی صحیح نہیں ہے یہ کوئی طریقہ ہے نہ ان کو بیگ رکھنے آتے ہیں نہ بستر رکھنے آتا ہے یہ کبھی چار آدمی میں گئے ہیں کہ ان کو پتہ چلے کہ چار آدمی میں رہتے کیسے ہیں کوئی غصہ نہ آوے تو کیا آوے اب ایسا کوئی حاجی ہے سوچ رہا ہے کہ یار ایک تو ایک اس کو پہلے تو احساس کیسے ہو اور اب وہ اسے کیا کرے کیسے کرے پھر اپنی عادتیں کیسے سدھارے احساس کیسے پیدا ہو
واقعی علم کی کمی تو ہے علم کی بہت کمی ہے اور ظاہر ہے کہ اچھا ماحول ملے دینی ماحول ملے تبھی بچت ہو سکتی ہے تو الحمدللہ اب تو دعوت اسلامی کا ماحول ہے اگر اس ماحول میں وابستہ ہوئے اس ماحول میں تھے اور اسی میں رہے تو انشاءاللہ بہتری آئیں گی اجتماع اٹینڈ کرے اور دیگر دینی کام جو ہیں مدنی قافلے میں سفر نیک اعمال کا ایک رسالہ ہے اس کے خانے پور کریں تو پڑھیں دیکھیں کیا کیا نیک اعمال ہیں یہ سب اصلاح کے طریقے اخلاق سنوارنے کے طریقے ان میں بیان کیے گئے ہیں اور ہر ہفتے رسالہ بھی ہمارے یہاں جاری ہوتا ہے اس کو پڑھیں اس میں بھی آپ کو انشاءاللہ اصلاح اپنے اصلاح احوال کا موقع ملے گا حالات تبدیل کرنے کے اس میں آپ کو ایسا ملے گا. آپ کچھ پڑھیں نہیں, کچھ سنیں نہیں, سیکھیں نہیں, اور سب کچھ خود بخود آ جائے, تو یہ کیسے ہو؟ تو ہم مطلب یہ کہ کوشش کر کے اچھوں کی صحبت میں رہیں, نیکوں کی صحبت میں رہیں, تو انشاءاللہ نیکی کا اثر آئے گا. بروں کی صحبت میں رہیں گے تو بروں کا اثر آئے گا.
Moving on, let's inform you about the successor of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah's journey to Lahore. The students map with Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tareem Madani at Faizan-e-Madina Jhor Town, Lahore. Besides this, Fatiha was offered by Islamic scholars to donate virtues to the wife of the successor of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah under the Scholars Coordination Department. On this occasion, Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Raza Tari was also present.
The beloved son of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tareem Madani, visited the Madani Merkez Faizan-e-Madina Jhor Town, Lahore, Punjab. The students of Jamaat-e-Madina of Dawratul Hadith Sharif and specialization, teachers, administrators and other representatives participated. On this occasion, Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Raza Tareem were also present. The beloved son of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan amongst Islamic brothers. On this occasion, the students also asked questions, to which the beloved son of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah gave wise answers. In the end, the students had the honor to meet with Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tareem Madani. Moreover, the beloved son of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah offered dua. On the other hand, Fatiha was offered amongst Islamic scholars to donate virtues to late wife of beloved son of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah under Scholars Coordination Department, in which the Islamic scholars from various areas of Lahore participated. Moreover, Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Raza Tari, Mufti Hashim Khan Tari and representatives of departments participated. A discussion was held amongst the beloved son of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah and Islamic scholars about religious and welfare activities. On this occasion, all the participants expressed commiserations to the beloved son of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah upon the demise of his wife. Moreover, Mufti Hashim Khan Attari offered dua. In the end, the participants had the honor of meeting with Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tareem Madani.
Moving on, let's inform you that preparations continue for observing Dawat Islami Day on 2nd September. With respect to the Sunnah-inspired Istimaat, another religious ceremonies will be held in the Dawat Islami all across the country. Besides this, special programs with respect to Dawat Islami Day will be aired on Madani Channel. In this regard, the head of Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, conducted a meeting with the representatives of Madani Channel transmission. On this occasion, Mufti Muhammad Shafiq Attari, the head of Madani Channel department, and other representatives were also present.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah. For the sake of Medina.
Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Raza Tari inaugurated Jamaat-e-Madina Faizan-e-Ghaus-e-Azam at Data Ganjbaksh Town, Lahore. On this occasion, Rukneshwar delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the participants to take full part in the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami and contribute towards the construction of Masajid and Madaris.
Jamaat-e-Madina Faizan-e-Ghaus-e-Azam Boys was inaugurated at Lahore Data Ganjbaksh Town, Punjab. A mehfil-e-naat was held on this occasion in which local Islamic brothers and personalities participated. Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Raza Tari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on building masajid and madaris and taking part in its construction and motivated the participants to serve the religion and to build masajid and madaris to donate virtues to the deceased. On this occasion, the head of town Mushawarat and other representatives of the department participated.
Rukneshwar Haji Fuzail Raza Tari visited a Madani Merkez Faizan-e-Madina built by Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris Department in Tendobago, Sindh. He inaugurated the masjid by offering salah. Besides this, he visited the plot for a Jamaat-e-Madina and Madrasat-e-Madina adjacent to the Madani Merkez. Let's learn more in this report.
The construction works of Madani Merkez Faizan-e-Madina continue under Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris of Dawat Islami in Imdad town Tendobago, Sindh. Prayers at the masjid was officially commenced by Rukneshwar Haji Fuzail Raza Tari by offering congregational salah. On this occasion, Rukneshwar delivered a bayan in which local Islamic brothers, various personalities and representatives participated. Rukneshwar motivated the participants to take part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami, to assist in the construction of Masajid and Madaris, to attend weekly istima and learn religious education. In the end, Salatu Salam and Dua were offered. The local devotees Rasool appreciated the efforts of Dawat Islami and shared their views with Madani News.
Allah Pak ne hame ek bahut achhi nemat se nawaza ke Faizan-e-Madina hamare is shehar ke andar Tendobago ke andar jo hai tamir kiya gaya hai.
Inshallah azwajal, mashallah jo ko so انشاءاللہ امید ہے تے ان کا ودیق جے کو سو دعوت اسلامی کم کندی انشاءاللہ اسا جو تاں ان سا ساتھ ہے
رکن شورا حاجی فضل عزت تاری ریویوڈ دا مدنی مرکز فیضان مدینہ اینڈ دا پلیسز اینڈ شیئرڈ ہز ویوز وِد مدنی نیوز
ایک شخصیت نے ہمیں یہاں پر ایک پلاٹ دیا اور اس پلاٹ پر الحمدللہ فیضان مدینہ تعمیر ہو گیا اور اس فیضان مدینہ میں آج سے اس کا افتتاح ہو گیا اور اچھی تعداد میں اسلامی بھائیوں نے یہاں پر شرکت کی اسی سوسائٹی کے اندر جو ہے جامعۃ المدینہ اور مدارس المدینہ کے لیے بھی جگہ خرید لی گئی ہے تو الحمدللہ اس سوسائٹی میں فیضان مدینہ بھی موجود ہے نمازیں بھی ہوں گی انشاءاللہ الکریم اور یہاں پر قرآن پاک ناظرہ کے ساتھ بھی پڑھایا جائے گا اور ان قریب جامعۃ المدینہ اور مدارس المدینہ کا بھی انشاءاللہ الکریم افتتاح ہو جائے گا
رکن شورا آلسو وزٹڈ دی پلاٹس آف جامعۃ المدینہ اینڈ مدرسۃ المدینہ ایڈجسنٹ ٹو مدنی مرکز فیضان مدینہ آن دس اوکیزن لوکل پرسنالٹیز ہیڈ آف ڈسٹرکٹ مشاورت بدین ہیڈ آف ڈسٹرکٹ مشاورت ٹھٹا اینڈ ہیڈ آف ڈویژن مشاورت بھمبور ور آلسو پریزنٹ
Alhamdulillah, welfare activities continue under Daawat Islami's FZRU department for the well-being of the grief-stricken Ummah. A water filtration plant was recently opened in a village in Warburton, where Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari also delivered a bayan amongst the Islamic brothers.
A water filtration plant was inaugurated for the welfare of the grief-stricken Ummah of the final Prophet of Allah Almighty under SGRF of Daawat Islami in village Faridana in Warburton, Punjab. On this occasion, a Sunnah-inspired istima was held in which local Islamic brothers, representatives of SGRF and other Islamic brothers participated. Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the participants to take part in the religious and welfare activities wholeheartedly and told Madani News regarding water plantation.
فلاحی کاموں میں یہ بڑا اچھا اور اہم کام ہے کہ صاف پانی کی فراہمی تو پانی کے صدقے کے تو فضائل حدیثوں میں خصوصیت سے بیان کیے گئے یہ صدقہ جو ہے سندیکی ہے کہ جتنے لوگ اس سے نفع حاصل کرتے رہیں گے
Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari along with personalities and local Islamic brothers unveiled the plaque and inaugurated the water filtration plant and offered dua for well-being.
Let's give you some news regarding Madani Kaflas. The devotees of the Prophet had the honor to travel in Madani Kaflas from various cities of Italy, Europe to spread the invitation towards righteousness. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
A Madani Kafla from Busto Arsizio traveled towards Bologna to present the invitation towards righteousness and spread marvels of Madani Kaflas. During the journey, Mubalighe Daawat Islami told Madani News.
Alhamdulillah, Zujal Daawat Islami ka ye Madani Kafla Division Milan Fezanetar Busto Arsizio se safar karta hua Italy ke shahar Bologna ki taraf ja raha hai. Aap se bhi iltija hai ke jahan kahin duniya bhar mein Daawat Islami ke Madani Kaflon mein safar ikhtiyar farmaye.
The devotees of Rasul from various cities of Italy reached Madani Marquez Fazan Medina in Bologna, Italy to spread Sunan and present the invitation towards righteousness, where Sunan manners and supplications were learned and imparted. Moreover, Dars and Bayanat were delivered and the invitation towards righteousness was presented.
اور اللہ کی رحمت سے دنیا بھر میں مدنی کافلے سفر کرتے ہیں اٹلی میں بھی الحمدللہ مدنی کافلے سفر کر رہے ہیں ٹائم پہ دور دراز سے یہاں پہ تقریب لائے جذبہ رہا اللہ کی رحمت سے آپ صاحب سے گزار رہے تھے آپ دنیا میں کہیں بھی ہیں آپ بھی مدنی کافلے میں سفر کیجیے
On the other hand, a Madani Kafla also travelled to the Madani Marquez Fazan Medina in Molinella, Italy, in which the devotees of Rasul travelled in a Madani Kafla to spread Sunan and participate in religious activities. During the Kafla, the devotees of Rasul had the honour of watching Madani Muzakra.
It's Dawat-e-Islami, it's arrived to rectify the people, it's all over the world.
Moreover, from Milan, Italy, the head of Italy Cabina and other representatives travelled to Switzerland to present the invitation towards righteousness, where they, along with the devotees of Rasul, participated in religious activities and met with personalities and presented the invitation towards righteousness.
Kitchen gardening, a great technique to grow useful and inexpensive vegetables. The concept of kitchen gardening is dying down because of houses being turned into buildings. What vegetables can be grown on a small area in kitchen gardening? Let's learn more in this special report.
कीजिए सब शजरकारी
किचन गार्डनिंग रिफर्स टू ग्रोइंग वेजिटेबल्स एट होम इन द अर्लियर एरा पीपल यूज्ड टू ग्रो वेजिटेबल्स इन देयर होम्स टू रिड्यूस द प्रेशर ऑन देयर हाउसहोल्ड बजट एंड ऑल्सो गेट हेल्थ एंड वेलनेस बाय गेटिंग पॉल्यूशन फ्री वेजिटेबल्स बट सिंस द पॉपुलेशन रेशियो हैज इंक्रीज्ड एंड स्पेस हैज इंक्रीज्ड पीपल हैव कन्वर्टेड देयर हाउसेज इनटू बिल्डिंग्स ड्यू टू विच द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ किचन गार्डनिंग हैज कंप्लीटली डिसअपीयर्ड इन टुडेज एरा व्हाइल यू डू नॉट need any kind of large space for vegetables used in daily life. Plants produce their own food. They need water, carbon dioxide, chlorophyll, and at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight. Urban planner Mohammad Tohid said that
शहर में लोग जो है वो थोड़ी छोटी सी जगह में भी जो है वो जो है पौधे लगाएं और वो पौधे किचन गार्डनिंग का जो कॉन्सेप्ट है उसमें वो पौधे इस तरह के हों जिससे आप रोज़मर्रा की ज़िंदगी में छोटी छोटी सब्जियाँ और दीगर तरह की चीज़ें जो हैं वो आप घरेलू इस्तेमाल में ला सकें तो ये तो बहुत ज़्यादा घरेलू इस्तेमाल हो गया जिसमें धनिया पुदीना कड़ी पत्ता और टमाटर हरी मिर्च लीमू ये जो है घरों में लग जाता है आराम से लग जाता है सहूलत से
ग्रोइंग वेजिटेबल्स एट होम आल्सो हैज द बेनिफिट ऑफ क्रिएटिंग अ हेल्थियर एनवायरनमेंट वेजिटेबल्स ग्रोन इन पॉट्स कैन बी वाटर्ड अप टू ट्वाइस अ डे स्पेशली इफ द पॉट्स आर प्लेस्ड इन डायरेक्ट सनलाइट एंड द वेजिटेबल्स आर ग्रोन इन अ प्लेस वेयर एयर कैन फ्लो इजीली
दीनों दुनिया के फवायद है लिए ये शजरकारी प्यारे आका सवाबाने भी की ये शजरकारी
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azawajal. For more information and previous new visit, dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither comment nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance. Protect it from evil and adversity. Ya Rabbi.